Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Klaverkamp here, keeping you company on this Friday morning. I'm filling in for Mick Kerr again. This is my last day doing it till he is back. He comes back on Monday, actually. So you'll have Mick all next week. Well, let's get right down to it. Payments have been sent or are being sent to livestock producers under a USDA emergency assistance program with schedules for similar aid available. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
This to livestock producers eligible for emergency payments as qualified under USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program.
If you qualify for the loss, you should be receiving a payment in the mail if you've not received it already.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam says the payments released May 30th cover grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire events in 2023 and or 2024.
Farm Service Agency is issuing emergency relief payments to ranchers who have approved applications through the Livestock Forage Disaster Program for grazing losses due to eligible drought or wildfire.
The administrator notes the connection of LFP enrollment to ELRP payments.
ELRP payments will be equal to eligible livestock producers' gross LFP calculated payment for the calendar year multiplied by an ELRP 2023 or 2024 payment factor to determine the gross ELRP payments for 2023 or 2024.
And use of existing LFP data to both streamline payment calculations as well as expedite payments.
ELRP payment eligibility requires livestock producers to have suffered grazing losses or drought for either 2023 or 2024, or eligible for both years, and have applied and been approved for LFP. Producers who permitted grazing on federally managed lands was reduced by wildfire are also eligible for ELRP if they applied and were approved for LFP in 2023 or 2024, or both calendar years again.
Further Supplemental Disaster Assistance Program information on payments and timelines, including Emergency Livestock Relief Program payments for flooding, are found online at www.fsa.usda.gov. Click the Resources tab on the homepage, then select the Disaster Recovery link. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's now time for a quick break for a check of the markets.